Get ready for episode number 115.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Road Trekking, the RV podcast. No matter what kind of RV you have, a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this podcast is for you, because here we talk about being out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and using the right gear and technology to enhance our RV lifestyle. So we welcome you and are honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, this is episode 115, and it is being released the day before Thanksgiving 2016. And wherever you are, our hope and prayer for you is that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week in the U.S., our friends in Canada celebrated it about a month ago. And if you look at the roads anywhere in the U.S., they're pretty full this week. Lots of travelers heading home for the big holiday. And many of those travelers are in RVs, as will be Jennifer, Bo, and me as we bid a farewell here for a month or so to the Emerald Coast of Florida and return to chilly Michigan, where we'll be celebrating all the holidays with family and friends up there. But we're going to talk a lot about Thanksgiving. I am really excited. Later on in the program, we asked some of our friends from our Facebook group, our Road Trekking Facebook group, the RV industry, and just to share their thoughts and their greetings on Thanksgiving. And as those reports came in, it was just really inspiring to me. So many have had such great adventures that if you're not into the RV lifestyle, maybe you're one of those many people we hear from all the time that are just kind of thinking about it. It's going to be 2 years, 3 years down the line, and you're just sort of investigating. Listen to this report, and my advice to you is go out and start it. And you'll hear all of the exciting trips people have taken, the things that they're happy for, how families have grown closer together and friendships have been developed, all that coming up a little later in the program. But right now, my wife, my bride, my traveling companion, Jennifer. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Well, we're ready to do some more traveling. We've been down in the Southland of the U.S. for the past few weeks and having a great time. But it's our Thanksgiving, too. You're not going to be cooking dinner this year.
No, I'm not. We're going to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and we're going to join our youngest son and his wife for dinner. They're cooking, and our daughter and son-in-law and the granddaughters. We'll have all three granddaughters there.
How do you feel about not cooking?
I'm delighted.
Really?
You know, I mean, I didn't cook for years because my mother cooked, and then I remember when I first got to cook a Thanksgiving meal, I was just so excited that I got to cook it. I did it once, and okay, did that. Bucket list. Check through. Yeah. I got to keep doing this.
Yeah. So, that's good. So we should arrive there Thanksgiving, we're going to have to... I've got some antifreeze in the back right now. It was 70 something degrees, and I guess about some beach time today. And by this time tomorrow night, after we hit the road, I'll probably have to put antifreeze in that vehicle and winterize it.
That's okay.
It's okay for you. I kind of miss this nice warm weather, but it's great. We do like the snow because
I'm antsy. I got to get home and get my work done.
Yeah, you got a couple of parties.
I got to shop and do things.
Well, we've asked everybody in the segment coming up about what they are particularly thankful for this year, and I thought we should probably share what we're particularly thankful for. We've had so many things. We actually made a long list and had stuff for every month, but it would take forever for us to go through all those highlights.
We decided that was a bit long. And then, you know, making the list and thinking about it, I thought how much I enjoyed Michigan's Upper Peninsula and our Porcupine Mountain trip.
You know, much of our favorite memories have centered around our road trekking gatherings. The Porcupine Mountains, which we did in October.
And Tobermory.
Tobermory.
I never thought I was going to get there. I was delighted to go there and see that. It was beautiful.
The Smoky Mountains in June.
Bo was a bit antsy. That was a hard one for me to enjoy because he was crazy.
But, you know, just thinking about what beautiful country we saw.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, I enjoyed that part of it, but it's just I couldn't talk to people. He was too much of a puppy. The first one, the Smoky Mountains, he was too much of a puppy.
Well, Bo was a big part, and I guess we can now say we're thankful for Bo. I'm crazy about the dog. He's actually quite a bit. He is a challenge. Those of you who have seen Bo.
If you've met Bo,
you know he is Mr. Enthusiasm. But he's been a sweet dog, and he's getting better.
He's a good boy. He's growing up.
He was a surprise gift in February, and now we can say I think we're thankful for him. But I guess if you ask me, I am most thankful for the friendships that we have made. Over the last 5 years since we've been doing the RV lifestyle, but particularly this past year as we've reconnected with friends.
We have met some really nice people, some new people, and then seeing friends that we've made in the past.
And when we say friends, these are people who have truly become friends and from all over the country. And you'll hear many of them in this little segment that we've got coming up a little later on in the program. But how about you? What are you most thankful for? And you look back over the past year, and it has to do with our road trekking lifestyle.
I like traveling, and I like Hershey, Pennsylvania. That was fun, and I'm looking forward to Louisville. We're going to be home for about 2 days, and we'll be going to Louisville.
Yeah, we'll be in Louisville next week for the big RV industry trade show. It's not open to the public. But we'll sneak in for you, and we'll tell you everything that we see that's cool.
Yeah, I like Perry, Georgia. We went down there for the FMCA.
That was a big rally in March.
And Louisville, we'll see our FMCA friends there as well.
We'll be hanging out with all those guys. If you're in the industry, and we have a lot of people in the RV industry, come say hi to us. We'll be hanging out mostly around the FMCA gathering. We'll be at they're having kind of an industry party on Wednesday night. We'll be there for that as well. I want to say how thankful I am for traveling with you. You are a delight to travel with. We are so different in so many personality ways, but we share this one thing that we love: seeing new things and having adventures.
Our oldest boy, at our celebration of our anniversary,
our 50th anniversary, that was another highlight.
All three kids had to say something about us, and our oldest boy said he'd never met two people who are so absolute opposite.
I mean, we are
as opposite could be. And in fact, a cameraman that you worked with for years always said that we never should have stayed married because we are so opposite.
Well, we have stayed married for 50 years, and I'm very thankful for that.
I am too.
Well, there you go. And with all that sentimentality, it is Thanksgiving. We wish you guys out there a happy Thanksgiving. Are you ready to do some...
Put me to work, huh?
I'm going to put you to work.
All right.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
We all love cooking out on the road, but sometimes those grills we can use can be a real mess. On a recent road trekking gathering, we saw how a friend of ours from Texas does it. We've got a great tip for you right now. If you've ever been in a place where you need to use a grill that's already there and you need to clean it, we've got a tip for you. It's something from Doug McClendon, who's going to share with us how he cleans a grill.
What I do, I take a onion and I'll cut it in half. And you just take that half onion, you start raking it across the grill. It takes the rust off and whatever else residue might be on there. Just clean it a couple of times, and then when you're through with it, just throw it in the fire. It gives a good flavor to the meat that you're cooking.
Now, why an onion? How did you learn this tip?
Good question. I think it's just easy to cut, and I like onion flavor and stuff. And so I guess you could use other things too, but the onions seem to be the best thing to use. Yeah, this is these grills that you go to in all these campsites, you know, you don't know what's been on there. Yeah, you know, they've had meat on there or fish on there. You've had insects going on there. And so this is a good way to kind of take this and clean that grill off real good, get all the residue off, and then just after you're through with it, just throw it into the fire, and it gives a good flavor to whatever you're cooking.
Now, I'm sure you could use this at home. Would you use this at home?
Sure. Yeah, I use it on my barbecue pit at home all the time. After I keep whatever I cook on that, I'll just do it and clean the grill. I never like to take the whatever I've cooked on the grill. I don't like to take a wire brush to it because when you expose the metal, it'll rust again. and you just build up a cake of whatever you're cooking, and then you just put that onion on there, kind of clean it, and then once you heat the grill up, it's going to sterilize anything that's on there.
Well, that's a great tip. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug, and for all of you, be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over and over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. If we use a tip on the podcast, we'll send you a road trekking hat. I love hearing from you.
Was that our dog barking in the
that
background?
That was Mo. Yeah.
See?
Mo.
Yeah, he was barking. And we used that today. Tonight we cooked out.
We did.
And that really worked pretty good.
It worked great.
You wipe off the grill with half an onion, and then we threw the onion in the burning charcoals, and it kind of just gives a really nice little flavor.
So yeah. We will remember Doug forever.
Doug's from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Texas, and they know how to barbecue there.
He does, and they're a delightful couple, and I hope we can go see them sometime.
And Jennifer's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. RadPowerBikes.com, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct to consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes. Have you ever tried an electric bike? These bikes that are offered by Rad Power Bikes are amazing. They have three different models, and they can reach a speed of 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. This is amazing. And all three of these models give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, and you can utilize five different levels of pedal assist for an added boost, or you can combine them any way you want. It's perfect for people who want to get back into bike riding. Maybe you're recovering from surgery or injury, or you're looking for an extra boost to keep up with friends and family. They even got one that's made for hauling stuff back and forth from the store, a little cargo bike. It's really cool. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge with Rad Power Bikes. These things are that awesome. And they're priced at often less than half the price of comparable bikes on the market because of that dealer retail markup situation. It's cut completely out. You deal directly with them. The only thing stronger than their customer service is their passion for electric bikes. And if you mention road trekking when you buy one, they'll give you an extra, are you ready for this? An extra $75 off the purchase price. RadPowerBikes.com.
Questions. You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers. Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Hi. Loved your video on your small home and big backyard. One of the questions we have is you didn't show us the sliding door screen. We've got a new one, a 2016 Road Trek CS Adventurous, and we can't seem to find a screen anywhere. Could you let us know where you got your screen?
Well, sure. What you want to do is you want to order that screen from a Road Trek dealer. It's a really kind of a cool little screen. It kind of has little studs that are lined up and around the opening of the screen, and then you kind of fasten them in that way. And then the main opening in the middle of the screen, it's held together with magnets. And they're very powerful magnets. You just kind of push open and you get out, and then it'll just flop back and the magnets will lock right up. It's a very handy screen, and we've used it extensively. I just took it off the other day because we're down now in some cooler weather, and we won't be hanging around with the screens on, at least for a couple months. But it's very nice. It folds up real nice. I keep it in the back of the basement of our Road Trek, and then anytime I need it, just fasten it around the opening on the inside. And then I'm ready to go. And we've been lucky. Even Bo, when he sees it, if he just kind of pushed through it, he'd go through. But he doesn't. He sees it's a barrier, and he stays in, doesn't try and go out. I'm assuming he'll stay that way. Hopefully he won't give it a try. Because if he gives it a try, he could get out. Now, you know, I've seen on other Class B makers, a lot of people have sliding screens on a track inside it. The problem with those is they break all the time. You know, there's so much stress around a vehicle as you're driving down a Class B, that it's very hard to keep those screens on a little aluminum frame that they build in, the sliding screens like you'd have on a house. They can make them work on a display model, but they tend to break and are very temperamental. So we have found these magnet screens are very easy. There are some third power or third party places you can get them besides Road Trek. You can, if you have a Sprinter, I know there's an outfit called the SprinterStore.com that has one. And I know many people who have bought it. They've bought heavy-duty screens, and then they've gone to Lowe's or Home Depot and bought magnets, and those work as well. But the ones we have are options from the factory, made by Road Trek itself or one of their contractor firms. And it's available through the network of Road Trek dealers around the country. So that's the screen that we have on ours, and we've been relatively happy with it. It's a pretty good deal. All right, another question.
Hello, Mike and Jennifer. My name is Manny Keller, and my wife Karen and I, we converted a Sprinter van ourselves with the help, of course, of a professional, and we were thinking about upgrading to a Road Trek. And my question to you guys is it possible to order one with a custom floor plan? We are not too thrilled about the shower and the toilet in there. We really wouldn't need that. Most likely, like what we've done before, we always go to gyms to shower. We have an outside shower. If it's warm, that's not a problem. And there's so many swimming pools which have lap swims along our route. So we usually use that. And of course, we travel with a German Shepherd dog, and that space where that stall is could be really used for his pad where he sleeps. So anyway, we love your blog, and keep up the good work, and we love watching your videos. We recognize a lot of the places you guys have been. It's great. So thanks so much, and have a great travel time. Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, thank you, Manny, for the question. Just a quick reaction that I don't think you've probably considered, and that is, if you're going to trade that Road Trek that you buy, that new Road Trek that you're going to buy someday, if you're eventually thinking you're going to sell it or trade it in, you will have trouble doing so, I think, if it does not have a shower and a bath. I don't see how that would be a draw for someone buying one. Now, I know that's about the first thing that people look at when they look at our Road Trek. They say, well, does it have it has a bathroom and it has its own shower. So, you know, that's my first caution to you, that your resale value will definitely be affected, as will the demand for it if you have one built without a shower and a bath. Now, that said, you can probably have a Road Trek built just about any way you want. It's going to take a little longer, obviously, but in your case, I would start with a dealer, explain your situation to a Road Trek dealer. And then they can troubleshoot it with the factory and find out what's involved. Probably from a factory end, it's not that hard, because they just wouldn't put that whole shower module in and the toilet and all that stuff. But I want to caution you. I'm just not sure that's a good idea. I know you may not shower a lot in it. And Jennifer and I are the same way. We have it. We use it occasionally. Most of the time, we find a shower in a campground or at a gym. We belong to a nationwide chain of 24-hour gyms, and we find them pretty much anywhere we go. So we not only can we get a workout involved, but they all have very nice private baths and showers. It's a nice little benefit of that gym. And the one we belong to is Anytime Fitness. Might as well give them a plug as well. But I would not order a Road Trek without a shower and a bath. That said, you may be different and have no intention of ever getting rid of it after you buy it. So talk it over with the dealer, and they can work it out for you. Hey, we love to get your questions, and all you have to do is call us on the blog. There's a little leave voicemail message. It's on the right-hand side of the roadtrekking.com blog. And then you can leave your questions or your comments right there, and we love to feature them on the podcast. as we did with the two that you just heard. Sponsoring this part of the podcast is Van City RV in St. Louis, Missouri, and their partner dealerships, Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and the brand new showroom of Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations across the country. Now, if you're in the market for a Class B RV, you know that they are in high demand, and that's why you will want to check in with these three dealers, VanCityRV.com, CrestonRV.com, and WagonTrailRV.com. Three dealers owned by the same folks, different parts of the country, and they all specialize in Class B RVs from the major manufacturers. They have new and used models in stock on the lot right now. They're all ready to deal. They sell road treks and pleasure ways and leisure travel vans and other Class Bs. Here's Dan, the van man, to tell us what's going on today. Hi, Dan.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, we have some great savings on some 2016 closeout models, brand new, on the Mercedes chassis. Save as much as $40,000 on certain units. We also have some used B-pluses. We have a nice Renegade Bellagio B-plus, 84.9. We also have a 2014 Unity MB, really sought after used Class B-plus. Also, a free Spirit on the regular Mercedes chassis, 69.9. You can check those out at VanCityRV.com or give us a call at 1-800-467-3905.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And be sure and check in with these guys. They have everything that you want when you're shopping for a used or a new Class B motorhome.
News. Mike's got news. RV news. Travel news. Tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle. Here's the road trekking news of the week.
Well, winter has made its way across the country, finally caught up with the Rocky Mountain National Park, one of our favorite national parks. Officials there have announced that the Trail Ridge Road has been closed for the season for through travel. Now, that said, the most popular destinations for this time of year include Bear Lake Road and Moraine Park and Horseshoe Park, sections of Trail Ridge Road along the there's a big river valley there. All those are still open, and they're great areas for hiking and wildlife watching. But the main part there of Trail Ridge Road is closed. It's just certainly a sign that the winter is coming. Speaking of national parks, I mentioned last week that there's a number of entrance fee free days at national parks, and I gave you the whole schedule. If you want to go back online, you can find it at roadtrekking.com/114. But here in this episode, episode 115, I want to tell you, I looked at that again, and I guess the party is over in 2017. Last year, of course, or this year, 2016, was the centennial anniversary of the National Park Service, and they had lots of entrance fee free days. This year, they've dropped those by about, well, not quite half, but about 40% to just 10 days, up from the 16 that you could have taken advantage for this year. Gone are the week-long free days during National Park Week in April, and a long fee-free weekend in August when they celebrated the founding of the National Park Service. The National Park Service's birthday is August 25th, by the way. And that's this year. Next year it falls on a Friday, which would seem to make it a perfect kickoff for a three-day weekend, but nope, they're not going to do it. They're only going to waive the fees on that Friday, the 25th. So they have cut down those numbers. I'll put a link to the story that talks all about it on the blog. You can find it. Here's a story I hate to report. This one comes from California and the Viegas Reservation campsite, a public campsite there. Actually, a public restroom in that campsite. Sheriff officials said a woman was sexually assaulted there. She went into the restaurant of the Matarawa Vegas Camper Park on Browns Road off Willer Road about 5:30 in the morning. She said there was a man in there facing a stall. He approached her from behind when she went into another stall. And he said, hey, and then he assaulted her. Police are looking for this guy. I don't know. It sounds, as I read that story, like that was one of those restrooms that are open for anybody. I'm going to try. I try not to get political here. But maybe this is a example of why that's not such a good idea in many parts of the country. Anyway, police are looking, and no more details on that. But just a reminder to always be aware of what's going on around you hate to see and report stuff like that. Okay, off in the mountains of Pickens County, South Carolina, the State Department of Natural Resources says they have had some problems with an elk, which is, by the way, the first elk confirmed seen in South Carolina since the 1700s. And somehow it got away from its home territory in Haywood County, North Carolina, probably pushed out by bigger bulls during this time of year. And anyway, he's showing up. They saw him in the mountainous areas of State 11 in South Carolina in October. But lately, they've been posting pictures of this guy on social media of him poking around subdivision subdivision roads and yards. And they're finally looking for this thing. They caught this guy, and they put the elk under some tranquilizers and have moved him to the mountains, which is a much better place. Big, nice story coming up about national history landmarks and a number of those around the country. That there's 10 new ones now that have been named. And if you are a big fan of national parks, you'll be delighted to know that the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, and National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis have announced a designation of 10 new national historic landmarks. And many of them are divided all over the country. I'll put a link to them. They have a number of historic properties that that they designate as having exceptional value to the nation. They promote the preservation efforts of federal, state, and local agencies. And you'll find them. They range like an Ames Monument in Albany County, Wyoming, that is a place that honors the career of Henry Hobson Richardson, who was a pretty cool guy. He was a guy who did a lot of really neat architecture. And you know what? You can look at all 10 of these descriptions. They're all around the country. They're in Wyoming and Indiana, in the Edsel and Eleanor Ford House in Macomb County, Michigan is another one. If you're interested in history, industrial history, the Mississippi State Capitol in Jackson, and lots of places. There's about 10 of them now that have been identified, and they're now considered national historic sites. And then one more story. We've always been reporting on bears and what's going on with bears, and they're everywhere, particularly this time of year. I think, was it 2 weeks ago, in episode 113, we had a pretty good interview with a guy about bear safety and why you should have bear spray, but you don't think about it in your own driveway. And this happened in Frederick, Maryland. A woman was out in her house. She heard her dog barking outside, and she wondered what the commotion was. It seemed to be in the yard next door where relatives lived, and accompanied by a dog on her leash, she headed out into the darkness and then found a 200-pound black bear, and it appeared it mauled this woman, a 63-year-old woman, bit and clawed her face, head, arms, and legs, and she curled up in the fetal position in her driveway. The bear left. She required 80 stitches. Being attacked by the bear, she actually had her cell phone with her and got a hold of the cell phone and called 911, and she was in a mess. They took her to the trauma unit in Hagerstown, and she's in good condition now. Her injuries were not life-threatening, but it's the first time a bear is known to have ever attacked a human in Maryland since the state began tracking bear and human confrontations about 70 years ago. So this is an active time. A lot of bears are out moving around. They're trying to put on weight for the winter, and you still got to be careful. So, but you never think about it in your own driveway. Well, this woman will every time she goes out at night. You can bet that. I never did hear how the dog went. What happened with the dog? But she was hurt. We didn't know word on her dog. This portion of the podcast brought to you by Alda, the only name in heat that you need to know for your RV. The Alda system, and you spell Alda, A-L-D-E. That's actually the name of the first name of a man in Sweden, one of the founders of the company. The Alda hydronic system is what we're talking about for your RV. It is an incredible system. We have it on our Roadtrek CS Adventurous XL, and it brings so many features, so many benefits that you cannot find with any other heating product for an RV. It gives you a silent radiant heat, and that provides a very warm, Even natural heated interior. It's great for pets and humans. It gives you increased interior space by combining two systems in one. Extremely efficient. The whole system draws less than 1 amp on 12 volts DC. It will extend the life of your propane about 40% over forced air. It has lots of options, lots of extra amenities like towel warmers and tank heating and all that sort of stuff. What Jennifer have and I have on ours is floor heating. We just love the wonderful luxury of having heated floors in our road track. It's all controlled by a very cool color touchscreen, programmable thermostat and interface. And you want to check it out. It's on a number of different platforms now. You can check. I know Winnebago has them. Of course, Road Trek has them. And whenever you're shopping for an RV, just tell them, hey, whatever you got, what I want is the Alda system. It is the only system to consider when you're looking for a heating system on your new RV. We are, if it's available, trust me, you want to get it.
You're listening to Road Trekking, the podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos and photos on the roadtrekking.com RV travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. From the blog, just click the send voicemail button. That's at roadtrekking.com. The small motorhome RV travel blog. Travel blog.
Well, we all do love traveling around the country in our RVs, and as we've said many times on this podcast, road trekking is not necessarily product dependent. It's a lifestyle. It is an attitude, and we love the adventures that we've had in our road trekking, our road trek life. And as Jennifer, you heard us earlier in the podcast, as Jennifer and I shared some of the things that we've been thankful for this year, and so many of them made possible by the ability to just pick up and go and stay in great comfort and luxury and boondock around this beautiful country. Well, because it's Thanksgiving, as I said earlier in the tease to this section, we ask a lot of our friends just to pass along some Thanksgiving greetings and to talk about what the past year has meant to them. So I want you to listen now. That's Bo, by the way. You heard barking there. He wants to pass along his greetings too. I want you to listen to a wide assortment of our readers, our listeners, members of our Facebook road trekking group, and some industry leaders who have taken the time to share their Thanksgiving wishes and the travel highlights that they are most thankful for this past year. I think this is a very inspiring, and it's a very comprehensive string of messages that marvelously underscores just how awesome the road trekking lifestyle truly is. Listen up.
Hi, I'm Ari Adler.
And I'm Jesse Adler. We wanted to send Thanksgiving greetings from Okemos, Michigan to all our fellow road trekking listeners.
One of the things we're thankful for this year is that we decided to take Mike and Jennifer's advice and get out there to take the plunge and start enjoying the small RV lifestyle. In the first year that we've owned our 2008 Road Trek 190 Popular, it has taken us around our state and across the country. We have seen everything from a frozen Tequamanon Falls in Michigan's Upper Peninsula to an amazing array of wildlife in Yellowstone National Park.
But it isn't just the scenery that we're thankful for. We're also glad to have met so many awesome people and shared adventures, stories, and lots of laughter with them at road trek gatherings. We're looking forward to many more adventures in 2017 and hope to meet more of you as we continue to explore and make new memories.
So from the Adlers in Michigan to all of you out there, wherever your RV is taking you this holiday season,
Happy Thanksgiving!
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mark Polk.
And I'm Dawn Polk.
And we would like to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends.
Thanksgiving is a time to stop and reflect on the many blessings that we each have in our lives. For me, I take time to thank God for being blessed to have a job that I love that allows me to spend the majority of my time with my husband and my son. I am thankful for the RV lifestyle that affords me the luxury of having our three dogs, yes, we do have three, with us always. Mark and I spent extra time on the road this year in the RV, and we were able to go to America's largest RV show, where we go every year, and we got to spend quality time with colleagues that we work with. It's always neat to see them face to face since we usually just see them for the internet. We also got to meet up with some of our fellow RVing friends, which again is fun to see them face to face. I always try to be thankful throughout the year, and I wish you and your families a very blessed Thanksgiving season.
Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays, and I like to take time each year to reflect on what we're thankful for. We are thankful for our health and for the ability to travel in our RV and visit all the wonderful places around this great country we live in. We would also like to thank all of our fellow RVers and RV enthusiasts who support our business that affords us the opportunity to enjoy and work in an industry we are passionate about. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and maybe we'll see you on the road in 2017. Safe travels.
Chad Knapp with American RV in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just wanted to give our road trekking group a shout out and thank them for a great year here at American RV. Our Class B sales are doing awesome. We definitely appreciate all of our family members here at American RV and our customers. Without them, we would not be here. So great memory that I had from this past year that I'm very thankful for is my beautiful wife going on 15 years this year. On Mother's Day, we decided to take a trip out to Holland. Both of us graduated from Hope College, and it's just a great family place for us to go to kind of reminisce and remember back in the day when we were traveling through the Oak Grove and different areas at Hope College. We actually got married at the Dimnet Chapel right there in Hope College's campus. So fortunately, when we got out there, it was actually tulip time. So we took our road track, we headed out. The beauty of that is my three kids from at that point 5, 6, and 9, we all have our restroom and facilities right there in our road track, and parking, being it was tulip time, was definitely an issue. But being a Hope College grad, I knew there were some secret areas to park, but we were able to park right there and kind of set up our little base camp as we traveled through the Hope College Chapel. And actually, the doors were open, which were great. We went through some of our old dorm rooms. Then we had lunch at the New Holland Brewery right there on 8th Street. And after that, it was actually a decent day. So we headed out to the Big Red out there on the south side of Lake Mack. We were able to get through the guard shack, and we went and walked the pier. So that was just a great memory. Again, the Road Trek product is an awesome way to travel and one of my first options whenever we do a road trip. Actually, this year I'm going to be traveling down to Naples, Florida to visit my family. My parents have a house down there, but along the way in our road trek, we're going to stop at Disney World. Fort Custer's been one of those great memories that I want to share with my kids. So it's our first trip to Disney. So we definitely Fort Wilderness, not Fort Custer. Going to look forward to that. It's kind of a surprise. So again, thank you to all of our road trek family. And if you are traveling through West Michigan and you do need a place to stay, give me a call or text me on my cell phone at 616-450-4003. Once again, that's 616-450-4003. I know you guys hopefully are heading south, but if you do need a place to stay or to have some service work done, give me a text, give me a shout out, and I'll do my best to accommodate your needs. Once again, Chad Neff with American RV. You can visit me online at AmericanRV.com. We wish you a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Mike.
Hello to the road trekking community and Mike, Jennifer, and Bo. This is Jim.
And Chris.
From Geeks on Tour. We're so thankful for the RV lifestyle. For 13 years, it has given us the freedom to enjoy this huge, beautiful country and to do our work at the same time.
We hope everybody out there has a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays from the crew at Van City RV.
We are thankful for all of our customers, past, present, and future.
Hey everybody, this is Kiki. This Thanksgiving, I am really thankful for my husband and my kids and my wonderful family. I'm also thankful to Mike Wendland, who a few years ago answered an email from me and said that it didn't matter if I didn't have Class B or a road track, that I was welcome in their group. So 2 years ago in January, I went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and to the Road Trekkers' first annual winter freeze-out. Made a lot of friends on that trip, friends I still have today. And I found that there was a group of people that would welcome me no matter what, even though I was sleeping in the back seat of my car. They gave me a hat, made me an honorary Road Trekker, and that started a really awesome journey for me. I've always camped by myself, and I've discovered that it adds so much to my experience when I can share my outdoor adventures with a group of people who love it as much as I do. I'm thankful for the Road Trekkers for opening up a new world to me, for helping me go outside and adventure and being able to share it. And I look forward to many, many more trips with all of you. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and I will see you on the road.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's Greg Gerber, the editor of RV Daily Report and Let's RV, calling to wish both of you a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're enjoying your travels wherever you may be, and I wish you the best of luck in the year ahead. This is the first time in the 3 years that I have owned my motorhome that I have traveled to all four corners of the nation. I started in San Diego, California in February, moved up to Washington State in April, then out to Maine in August. I'll be in Florida by the first weekend of December. I just spent the last 3 weeks in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the hills and mountains are exploding in autumn color. The weather has been sunny and mild, and I'd taken advantage of it by hopping on the car just about every day to drive the back roads of Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia, all of which are located within a few miles of here. It's one of the best fall trips I've enjoyed in a long, long time. I'm thankful for the RV lifestyle, for the opportunity to travel all over America to experience new cultures, marvel in the beauty of God's creation, and enjoy time with some great people I've met along the way. May you and your listeners enjoy some incredible adventures in 2017 to new places where you can try many new things. Just save me a seat around the campfire. Happy Thanksgiving!
Hi, Mike and Jennifer, Mary Jane Curry calling in to wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving. My husband Jeff and I have so many things to be thankful for, particularly this year as we both retired, and we're fortunate to take off on three long adventures, two in the road trek and one flying cross country to visit some friends of ours through the road trek group. So the highlight, I would say, going up the coast of Oregon was a tremendous highlight for us. We thoroughly enjoyed that, as well as the gathering that was put on up there by Road Trek. And then flying and staying in Cape Cod area was wonderful. And some great people that we enjoyed visiting with. And then our final adventure was going cross-country to Michigan to another Road Trek gathering and seeing the fall colors, having a lot of fun at the gathering, and seeing many sights coming and going. So we have many, many things to be thankful for and many to look forward to. We wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving and adventures ahead.
Hi, Mike. This is Camp Skunk. I'd like to wish everyone in Road Trek land a happy Thanksgiving. We are back home with the family in Florida after a spring, summer, and early fall of touring the continent like we usually do. One really nice thing about this year that I'm thankful for is we got back east and got to see the fall foliage coming down through New York, Pennsylvania, and into the Shenandoah Valley. It was really, really beautiful. The west is nice, but there's nothing like that eastern fall foliage to really enjoy and appreciate.
Hey everyone, this is Janet Arnold, wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving. This year I have a lot to be thankful for, but what I am most thankful for at this moment are all those friends of mine, long-term and new, who have welcomed me into their homes for a respite from my road trek when I most needed it. I love those long hot showers and homemade food.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. This is Jim Diepenbrook from Ohio. On this Thanksgiving, we're thankful for a great family and many friends and great health so we can travel on our road trek. We're thankful that we've been able to travel many, many miles this year in our road trek, and we enjoyed many new experiences, but we especially are thankful for the amazing 7-week trip to Alaska, where we saw old friends whose family were original Alaska settlers. we saw some of the most spectacular scenery and wildlife that you can imagine. Along the way, we boondocked almost every night, and we camped beside the Yukon River where we saw beavers in the morning. We camped on top of the dome that overlooks Dawson City, and we drove the Dalton Highway where we camped at the Arctic Circle. We celebrated Canada Day with Canadians in Dawson City, Yukon Territory, and the 4th of July with Alaskans in Valdez, Alaska. We walked on glaciers and we saw Denali on a clear day and photographed grizzlies and moose and musk oxen and much, much more. It was a real photographer's paradise. So, yep, Carol and I have much to be thankful for this year. We want to wish you and Jennifer the best of Thanksgiving and certainly a great Thanksgiving to all the listeners. So, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from Lisa and Bill Gruner in North Alabama. We're so thankful for all of the wonderful road trekking friends we have. So many folks that we've met in person at road trek get-togethers over the years, and the ones that we haven't had a chance to meet, but we talk via Facebook. We're thankful for those road trek friends who've become very close friends, those who support us, sending cards and emails of encouragement during the rough times we've had this year, even showing up for the funeral of my son-in-law. We're thankful for Mike Winland, who's given us this great Facebook group that helps us focus on being able to live the road trekking lifestyle no matter what vehicle or camping gear we have. But we're really thankful for the awesome folks at Road Trek, from Jim Hamill, who steps in on Facebook and helps so many folks with their rigs, to Jan, who has planned some great gatherings, to the many production, customer service, and shipping folks who built and helped us move into our big blue hideaway. Looking forward to seeing more of you out there on the road next year. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Mike. This is Pogo. Calling in just to say some things for that I'm grateful for with Thanksgiving being around the corner. I'm thankful for our marriage last February to my now wife, Vicky. And no, she doesn't mind being referred to as Mrs. Pogo. I'm thankful for our safe travels. And there's been a lot between trekking around from Colorado back to Mississippi, our recent honeymoon in Amsterdam and Germany, though I'm not thankful for my German traffic tickets. Long story there. And finally, I'm thankful for all our short but sweet road trek gatherings over the past year, with special shout outs of thanks to W. Dan, Laura, Bobby and Carl, Debbie, Les and Kathy, Tim and Carol, Jim and Carolyn, and Jennifer and Mike. Again, thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Tony McGunty. On a personal level, my wife and I, along with our kids, had the opportunity to use our 190V 2008 model, and we traveled the East Coast this year. Our goals were to get from Florida all the way up to Connecticut and participate in a couple of family-type activities, as well as during the summertime, we got to go to visit with a lifelong friend of both my wife and I and participate in their daughter's high school graduation, which was quite the unique experience. And it was all facilitated by the road trek. And we made a 2-week trip out of it. We traveled from Florida, took our time going up the East Coast, stopped in North Carolina. We stopped at my brother's place, actually. That was a lot of fun. We kind of boondocked in his driveway. That was a good time. So we got to have a great time and experience that. Having my nieces and my nephew just enjoyed the heck out of the road trek. They thought it was just the greatest thing ever. So the kids slept out there, and of course we were in the house. So they had fun, and they thought it was just the most wonderful thing. From there, we traveled on and went kind of west, went out into Pennsylvania, and then headed back north again and all through the northern part of PA into New Jersey, then into New York State, and then over to Connecticut. We linked up with our the Bridgeport Ferry, which took us over to Long Island, New York. And that was a wonderful trip. It was a great experience going on the ferry, super easy. And we met our friends and family, and we spent a wonderful few days with them, and we had a great time at the graduation party. And the great thing is, a lifelong friend of ours, their kids are now lifelong friends of our kids. So it's kind of continuing a bit of a tradition there, and again, facilitated by the road trek. Looking forward to what next year has to offer. We've got so much to be thankful for. Amongst those things that we just talked about, perhaps the most important thing is our love for each other, our love for God, and our love for our family. and that's what keeps us all going. So for everyone that's on the group, you guys are wonderful. You make this a lot of fun, lots of information.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone from Larry.
And Marilyn Daniel.
OzarksPhotos.com.
We wish you all a blessed time to be with your loved ones and enjoy good food and great fellowship. Each day, God provides an infinite list of blessings for which to be thankful, making it hard to choose just one or two. We are especially thankful for the beauty of the earth and the glory of the skies. As we travel about, we are blessed by seeing God's creation from the magnificent mountains to the tiniest flowers or insects. We love seeing His creation, the elk, the moose, the bear, the birds, the butterflies. We are blessed by magnificent sunrises and sunsets. The canvas changes minute by minute, never ever to be the same again. The ocean shorelines and the mountain lakes are breathtaking. As we explore, we meet many wonderful people from all around the world who share with us their love of the beautiful earth. Lastly, we are thankful to be blessed by living in a country where we are free to travel, explore, and photograph all these wonders.
And we do enjoy taking images of them with our cameras while we travel. And we wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! Tom and Patty Burkett here, and we're thankful for the folks who take good care of our national parks.
For the new places we've seen this year and the interesting folks we've met.
For the new friends we've made at road trek gatherings and along the way.
For discovering winter camping.
For small town America still going strong.
And for all the miles we've traveled off the beaten path.
Well, there you go. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Brings literally tears to my eyes listening to the joy that so many people have shared as we realize that this is a lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle of Thanksgiving. I mean, we all put it together because this is our holiday that we're talking about right now, American holiday. Our friends in Canada had theirs about a month ago. But what struck me as I received those messages and then kind of strung them all together and listened to them multiple times, that's what it takes to put together something like this, was the diversity of things folks have done and how this road trekking lifestyle has brought families closer together. And boy, Lord knows we need that, don't we? It has reunited friends and connected people. It has brought people into different friendships with people very different from themselves, but we share the same joy of travel and discovery and seeing this country. And of course, it has made us aware of just what a beautiful place we have here in North America to go exploring. So anyway, as Jennifer, I said when we talked about the things that we're thankful for above, and as you listen to all these folks, I want to again reiterate, if this is the lifestyle that you've been thoroughly thinking about, don't think about it. Just do it. I mean, this is you don't have time to waste. Time fritters away very quickly. And as you could hear, these folks have traveled everything from, a 2008 to a brand new unit, to different types of units. Our friend Kiki camped out of her car. All of them road trekkers at heart. And the things that bring us together, the things that we appreciate, the things that we're so thankful for. I thank them all for sharing, and I am looking forward to somebody telling me, you know, I heard that Thanksgiving episode, and that was what convinced me to go out and get one of these and become a road trekker. I know that's going to happen, and it's a great thing. Okay, so, hey, thanks to everybody that that put that together, and happy Thanksgiving. Now, let's get on to the rest of this episode.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
All right, time to check in with our pal from Verizon Wireless, Steve Van Dinter. Hey, Steve.
Hi there, Mike. Well, Thanksgiving is a time when all of us slow down just a little, gather with family and friends, talk about what we're thankful for, and share stories about fond memories from the past. And if that past happened more than 10 years ago, chances are we don't have digital photos to back our stories up. But there are likely physical pictures lying around somewhere. Well, if you've always wanted to get those physical photos organized like your digital ones, you are in luck. That's because Google has announced a new app to complement its free Google Photos app. It's called PhotoScan, and it's free for Android and iOS devices. Now, the app itself is really simple to use and allows you to scan and then instantly upload your physical photos from the past. If you've tried to do this, you know how hard it can be because you want to use a flash to avoid shadows, but then you end up with a glare on parts of your photos. Well, PhotoScan eliminates the glare by having you line up four dots on the photo. It then takes four different scans of your picture and digitally eliminates any glare. Then you can upload your scans to Google Photos where they're easily searched by keyword. With this week's Traveling Technology Tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Steve. Thanks for phoning that one in. Steve, and this segment is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. They are the official wireless provider for road trekking as we are off on the roads in our RV. All my connections for the blog, the photos, the videos, everything I do is sent back via the wireless network of Verizon. It is, I have found, the most reliable network anywhere in North America. And I'm not the only one that says this. Verizon has ranked highest in three leading network studies. In multiple tests, they rank that way year after year in network quality performance, network satisfaction, and overall network performance. Amazingly reliable 4G LTE fast internet speeds. We connect from the road, from the wilderness, and from campgrounds everywhere via our Verizon wireless system. If you're on a different provider, what's your excuse? Get with the program that is the most reliable, and that is Verizon. Verizon Wireless, they are the official providers for the Road Trekking RV Podcast.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique road trekking RV podcast travel suggestion
you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
Hi, it's Patty and Tom Burkett are off the beaten path throughout America. What do you think they got for us this week? Listen up.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. One of the reasons we love our road trek is that it's useful for so many things besides traveling. Just last week, we used it to haul lumber home for a project, and a few weeks ago, the big rear bed was perfect for transporting a wedding dress and the bridesmaids get up to the church. We like to think of it as our RUV, recreational utility vehicle, so we were reminded of our RUV when we stopped off in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, to visit a small and highly specialized museum. The museum is in a building that used to be a silk factory along an industrial runway at the edge of town.
Clarence and Gordon Taylor opened their first factory in Rochester, New York in 1927 and had some success until Gordon died in an accident and the factory burned down in 1929. The Great Depression looked like it would spell the end of their enterprise until the town of Bradford, Pennsylvania, offered them a big tax break to move into the old silk factory, and local oil man William Piper made an investment to help them with the move and the purchase of new equipment. Shortly thereafter, Piper bought the rest of the company from Taylor and went into production on an American icon, the Piper Cub airplane. He was dubbed the Henry Ford of aviation.
Piper believed that a simple, low-cost airplane would sell, even in the Depression. He hired a talented designer and produced several models used for agricultural, recreational, and commercial purposes. World War II saw the production of a military version, the L-4 Grasshopper. Production went up and down as private aviation grew and declined in popularity. When you visit this little museum, you can see a film covering the history, as well as dozens of timelines and much memorabilia. Stars of the show, of course, are the planes themselves, which include all the early models, as well as several period vehicles.
One of our favorite displays was a plane named the City of Angels, a Piper supercruiser that flew around the world in 1947. It and its sister, the City of Washington, both accomplished that feat with nothing more serious than a cracked tailwheel between the two of them. The fuselage is decorated on one side with the names of all the cities in which the plane landed, and on the other side with the flags of all the countries it visited. Know any RVs that look like that? The other exhibit that piqued our interest was about the WASPs, the Women Air Force Service Pilots who delivered airplanes during World War II and eventually even flew in combat.
So back to Piper Cubs and RUVs. Pipers could be fitted with pontoons to land on water, skis to land on snow, balloon tires to land on soft sand. With seats removed, they were airborne pickup trucks. With jump seats, they could haul the family. They sprayed crops, dropped mail, flew in air shows, delivered emergency medical supplies, and helped explore remote areas of the globe. Our road trek may not do all those things, but it does do a lot more than take us on vacations. We're Patty and Tom Burkett, and we'll look for you out there somewhere off the beaten path.
Thanks, Tom and Patty, and another very interesting place that you only find when you get off those main roads. If you have an off-the-beaten-path report, we would love to get it as well. You can use the Leave Voicemail link on the right-hand side of the roadtrekking.com blog. And if I use your off-the-beaten-path report, I'll send you a free road trekking hat.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
Well, the big one is going to be next week, but it's not for the public. It is perhaps the most, one of the most influential RV industry shows, and that is the industry show in Louisville, Kentucky. It is always the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after Thanksgiving, and so it is again this year. Jennifer and I will be there. We'll be hanging out with the folks from the Family Motor Coach Association, and we'll also be visiting our friends at Road Trek and Erwin Heimer, and all of the different RV industry folks who are on the scene as we kind of get an idea what's coming up in 2017. That is not a public show, though. That is only for the industry. It's kind of an invitation only, but hey, we're your sneak correspondent, so we'll get in and we'll let you know everything that we find. Now, if you are looking for a couple of RV shows, there are two, and then it takes a break. The RV shows around the country take a break until really January when they all start up again. So we're getting ready into the holiday season. The one this weekend is in Fort Myers, Florida, and it is called the Fall Clean Sweep RV Show. It's at the Century Link Sports Complex. It is December 2nd through the 4th. I think I said this weekend. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend, December 2nd through the 4th at the CenturyLink Sports Complex in Fort Myers, Florida. And then the other one, the other big one, is Palm Springs in California. It's in Indio, California, at the Riverside County Fairgrounds. It's the Palm Springs Area RV Show and Sale. And that's the following weekend. That is December 8th through the 11th. And then everything pretty much takes a break until January, when the season really takes off, and we'll have lots more to report then. But be sure and check in with us next week. We'll have an update from the big RV show in Louisville as well. As you find out what's going to happen in 2017. It's changing. The industry is just booming. So there's so many new things, and we'll hear a lot next week.
Traveling North America in a Class B motor home. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
All right, so ends another episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast. And we thank you for listening to us this week. We love hearing from you, so be sure and use that leave voicemail message on the right-hand side of the blog. It's always great to get your recorded comments and questions, and we'll do our best to answer them and feature them on future episodes of the podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, especially if you can do it on iTunes or if you can do it through the Google Play Store and whatever app you use. New episodes of this podcast are released every single Wednesday. Now, if you're looking for any of the references of things that we talked about this week, whether it's RV news or some of the tips, I will have links on the show notes page for this, and you'll find that at roadtrekking.com/115. And we always try and put links to anything we reference in the podcast in hard copy form, so you can go to the blog and pull them up and follow those links. Because we know you're driving, and you might not have time to write them down as you're driving, as you listen to this podcast, but rest assured, in the show notes, you'll find those links that we share here. And for this episode, it's roadtrekking.com/115. Hey, do you know that we also send out a special newsletter? We do. Every Monday morning, about 21,000 people get a copy of Road Trekking RV News. and it's absolutely free. You can sign up right from the roadtrekking.com blog. And when you do, there's even a link there. You can get a free packing list for your next RV trip when you sign up. So that's it for this week. I wish you again, on behalf of Jennifer and Bo, a very, very happy Thanksgiving. If you're on the road to Grandma's house or wherever you're going, please drive careful. We'll see you back next week on the Road Trekking RV Podcast. Till then, so long, and thanks for putting us in your ear.